This is 88.5 NEPM. Mass lawmakers are looking for some new perspectives on healthcare in Cuba. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lozinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carrie. Glad to be back.
So, a group of Massachusetts lawmakers are now in Cuba. They're meeting with public officials, hospital staff, and academics and researchers. U.S. Representative Jim McGovern briefed House Speaker Ron Mariano and others ahead of the trip, imparting a hope that it'll serve as an important step in improving relations between the two countries. What information do we expect lawmakers to use in crafting Massachusetts law when they return?
According to Congressman McGovern, other issue areas that lawmakers will focus on during their trip are the Cuban healthcare system, climate resiliency strategies, so protecting infrastructure from impacts of climate change, and life sciences innovations. All of those have pretty clear roots here in Massachusetts. Don't forget, of course, that both branches have approved at least three major healthcare bills this session that are stuck in limbo because House and Senate Democrats cannot agree with one another.
Well, before departing for Cuba, the state legislature approved a clean energy bill, sending it to Governor Maura Healey. Of course, national energy dynamics will begin to shift with the incoming Trump administration. And what were state Republicans saying in their opposition to this legislation? And were those comments in line with the president-elect's climate beliefs?
Yeah, the common refrain we've heard from Republicans at the state level is that this legislation and others before it to try and speed a transition to clean energy will saddle ratepayers and Bay Staters themselves with exorbitant costs for covering new energy types that cost more per unit than, say, coal or natural gas. That kind of lines up with what President Trump has said, and obviously his long-seated opposition to offshore wind spells a lot of changes on the horizon.
And Chris, everyone in the Twitter universe heard from Rep. Nick Boldiga of Southwick about his opposition, right?
That's right. He was opposed both to the clean energy bill and to the economic development bill, which actually has a lot of money for offshore wind and other climate technologies. He said it's got money, quote, for offshore wind that is destroying our coastline, killing our whales, and decimating our fishing industry, end quote.
And big pivot here. Finally, Chris, we have talked a lot about how state lawmakers would react to the voter-passed law authorizing extra scrutiny of the legislature from the state auditor. But now we have a pretty good idea after a rule change last week. Can you describe that and how Auditor Diana DeSoglio is reacting?
This is a rule change just in the House. The Senate has not taken any similar action. But what the House did is it took a section of its internal rules that said the House business manager will pick an independent audit firm every year to look at the chamber's finances and said now the House business manager will pick from a recommendation offered by the auditor. So effectively, Auditor Diana DeSoglio or her successors will now pick the agency that is going to do a financial audit of the House. It strikes me as something like an opening chess move. I don't think it's going to be the final word, or it might not be the final word on how the legislature responds. And the auditor is already up in arms. She described that as slapping voters in the face and sought to argue that even just this internal House rule change would effectively impact the new law that voters approved.
Chris Lozinski is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.